Good morning. We are starting our new weekly topic on Parshas Shmos based on the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the travails, the shouts, the davening of Klal Yisrael Shavasam El Elokim Min Avodah because of the hard enslavement, the hard labor of Klal Yisrael. And it says, Vayar Elokim Es Bnei Yisrael Vayeda Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what was going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. Now is going to be the bringing of the Geula from Mitzrayim. So Rabbeinu Bachya says as follows, that if in this pasuk, in Shmos Perek Beis, Chaf Gimel to Chaf Hei, it says as follows, Vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael, Vayida Elokim, that it couples together Bnei Yisrael with the looking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have a remez here, Antiferes Yisrael. We have a remez here on the splendor of Yisrael, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Zam Yisaku, because Klal Yisrael, they shout out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sham yispa'alu b'sheila tzarchim, that a Klal Yisrael, as we see in these psukim, Klal Yisrael shouted out for their needs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is our address, to have a positive response to Mirtza Hashem. And he goes on and he adds as follows, and we also say the Kaddish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring our address for tefillah, for Kaddish, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So this is also the source that our tefillahs and our Kaddish and Kedusha Baruch Hu, they all go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Rabbeinu Bachya continues that we say, L'olam Olomei Omaya Yisparach, that we add on the word Yisparach. And he says, you need to do that. You have to put the word Yisparach right after Olomei Omaya. So that indeed is our topic. What is the Nusach of the Kaddish when we say it? Should we be adding Yisparach? Should we not be adding Yisparach? Maybe we should even be saying more than that. So, Mirtz Hashem, over the next couple of days, we're going to see three different opinions on this. We're just going to start with the first opinion, the Avud Raham, who is a very prominent Rishon, Asfaradi Rishon, says as follows, that he has a Kabbalah from his teachers, She'ein Lanos Ela Amen Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach Lolam Ulo Omei Omaya Bilvad. In other words, according to the Avud Raham and the Rabbanim, the Rebbeim of the Avud Raham, we do not add the word Yisparach, we just say seven words and we'll count them. Amen doesn't count. Amen is going on what the Chazan said. Then we say Yehei Shmei Rabba. That's three words. Mevorach is four. Le'olam Olamei Omaya. The total of seven words. And that is it. And in fact, that is how the Tor Paskins, we just say those seven words, and we do not add on Yisparach. So the question is why? Why would we not add on Yisparach? What does it really matter? So the Avud Raham comes and continues and says, up until Olmaya and not adding Yisparach, that is seven words, and it's also 28 letters. And he says there's some very prominent psukim that also have specifically and only seven words and 28 letters. And he brings three examples. He says, a pasuk in Mishle, Hashem b'chokhma yasad haaretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with chokhma, that he established the world. That pasuk has seven words and 28 letters. And also two incredibly prominent important psukim in the Torah itself. From the very beginning, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, seven words and 28 letters, talking about Briyas HaOlam. And then another seminal event in Klal Yisrael, right before, the pasuk before the Aseres Hadibros in Shmos, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'eleh le'mor. Again, we have seven words and 28 letters. And accordingly, the Avud Raham continues, and the Beis Yosef says something similar. From Kir Chazal tell us, Ha'one Amen, Yehishmei Rabba b'kol kocho, anyone who says Yehishmei with all of his koach, with all of his strength, and koach is 28. Ki'ilu nase shutaf l'kodesh baruch hu b'maseh b'reishis, it's as if he is a partner in creation, because the pasuk says it by creation is seven letters and 28. Words and 28 letters. So true, that's 28 letters. When you say the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Vaklam Olmei Omaya and end there, that is 28 letters, seven words, 28 letters, representing the Pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim HaShamayim VeHaaretz. And we, by saying the Yehei Shmei Rabba, acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, that is as if we are a partner in the Maaseh Bereishis as well. The Avud Raham goes and brings a second explanation, a little bit more complicated than that. He says in Koheles, there are seven psukim The famous psukim, Eis Laledes Veis Lamus, there's a time for this, there's a time for that. So it's seven psukim all the way to up to Eis Shalom. And in each of those seven psukim, it says Eis four times for a total of 28. Ubichlalam Yesh Koach Itim, that represents the 28 different time periods in the 7 days of the week. Each day has four different time inflections, so he goes on and explains what are the different times and throughout the day. So accordingly, that is another a connection, another reason why we would say Yimhein Mehein Yesh Mei Rabba with 28 letters, indeed reflecting the entire week and all the Itim, all of the times throughout the week. Mir Tashem, we will continue, that we have indeed a problem based on this, that if you look at the actual Nusach of the Kaddish that we say, there are indeed more than 28 letters. There may indeed be 29, or depending on the nusach, so not 28. So we are going to have to figure out what would be a proper nusach. If we want to get this into 28 letters, the Yesh Mei Rabba, indeed what should be said. Mir Tashem, that will be tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.